Damien, we're talking about food and drinks on the Monday Business Watch. Let's start off with a popular place in Las Cruces, Village Inn. There's news of it becoming a Buttersmith Kitchen and Pies.
That's right. A brand new brand that the local partnership that owns the Village Inn restaurants in El Paso and Las Cruces, they're kind of breaking away from the franchise after 43 years to start this new local brand. They're going to be kind of expanding their American food menu. They're also adding beer and wine, but will still be offering the signature Village Inn pies. Again, they've been with Village Inn, with the brand, for 43 years. They just kind of think it's time to strike out and start their own brand. They've already remodeled and rebranded a couple of El Paso locations, and they're expecting to have the Las Cruces ones done, as well as the rest in El Paso, hopefully within the next 9 months to a year.
Now, we also have news of a new tequila that was founded by some people who have roots in Las Cruces. What can you tell us about this new tequila?
The founders of Tequila Teposan, a brand new brand, are Matthew Hector and Christopher Brandon. They both graduated from Oñate High School a year apart, and Hector got a degree in marketing and branding from NMSU. Now, Matthew Hector and his wife, Chris Urena, are the new owners of Spirit Winds, but Matthew and Chris went on to launch very successful restaurants in Manhattan and Hollywood. In fact, Joe Jonas of the Jonas Brothers is a partner in the West Coast restaurants. Now, this new tequila is really a great story. It's a sustainable farm-to-table product. They're working with a distillery in San Jacinto in Mexico to produce three styles of tequila. They've got a Blanco, a Reposado, and an Añejo. They just launched in October of 2020, right in the middle of the pandemic, and the tequila is now available for purchase. You can get it locally at Kelly's, Elephant Ranch, and it's served at La Posta and Hacienda in Mesilla.
Very exciting news. Okay, Damien, now we also have news about a new business opening in Las Cruces focusing on coins and collectibles. What can you tell us about this new business?
That's right. It's called Las Cruces Coins and Collectibles. It was opened by Gary Henderson and his son-in-law, Joseph Santana. It officially opened on July 22nd. Really a cool new coin shop, located on Missouri Avenue, right next to Nopalitos, which is just east of Don Roser. They specialize in vintage coins, trade tokens. They also have bullion investments. So if you're looking for things like collectible silver dollars and Indian head pennies, they've got those. They also buy and sell precious metals. So bullion-type coins like gold buffaloes and silver eagles are also available. It really is just kind of a cool place to stop in and stroll through, check out the cool collection next time you're passing by.
All right, Damien, thank you so much for updating us this week on the Monday Business Watch. We'll talk with you next week.
Always a pleasure.